There were wall lamps burning and candles on the tables. It looked like an old-fashioned oldie-worldy pub. Plain wooden tables stood on a bare stone-flagged floor. At the end of the room was a long wooden bar complete with hand pumps. There were few people in the inn. A couple of bleary-eyed men were playing something that looked like dominoes. At another table, an older man sat alone, staring at his near-empty glass. Rose thought that was it, apart from the girl behind the bar. She looked about the same age as Rose, with short, dark hair. She was talking to someone at the side of the room, standing sideways so that Rose could only see her profile. Faint mist was curling up through the air around her. "Don't be soft, Jim," the girl was saying loudly. "It's not Bob. He'll still be asleep. He won't have missed you yet." But when Rose looked across at the table the girl was addressing, there was no one there. Or rather, the person at the table had ducked down behind it when the doctor and Rose came in. Now, he peered timidly over the top, deep brown eyes staring out from under a mess of black hair. When he pulled himself back into his chair, still watching Rose wearily, she could see he was a boy of about 10. She smiled at him, and the boy looked quickly away. "I think we scared him," the doctor said quietly. "Can't have that, can we?" He sat down opposite the boy. "Hi there," he said. "I'm the doctor and this is Rose. Can I get you a lemonade or something? What you have, Rose?" Rose smiled at the boy. Jim, the girl had called him, and turned to the bar to see if she could spot a bottle of something that didn't look too dangerous. Her smile froze as the girl turned to face her, and Rose could see where the mist was coming from. The girl was only half there. One of the shoulders that emerged from the top of her blouse was metal, riveted and jointed. Rose guessed the whole of her left arm was mechanical, as it ended in a metal gauntlet-like hand at the end of the sleeve. Puffs of steam blew out when the girl moved her arm, and every movement was accompanied by a faint hiss of changing pressure. The most striking thing was the girl's face. Curved, tarnished metal plates replaced one cheek, and a bronze plate covered the left eye. The right side of the girl's face was attractive and smiling. The left was unforgiving metal, hissing and spitting steam. Only the mouth ran the whole width unbroken, but metal lips encased one side. Rose swallowed and tried to reinstate her smile. "That's Silver Sally," the boy said. "She's my friend." "Hi," Rose said in a hoarse whisper. "Have a drink with us?" the doctor asked. "I'm assuming..." His voice trailed off and he gave an embarrassed shrug. But the girl laughed. "Oh, I can down a pint of grog as well as you can," she said. "And I need water too, to top up the reservoir that feeds the steam pistons." "Of course." The doctor's grin was restored. "Well, whatever. I'll have a pint of grog and Jim here can have the same again. And Rose?" "Water," she decided. "Just water."